Allison stops on the stairs. Anger's inside her, and her gun's hidden behind her. She tries singing to the crowd of dancing bodies, but the club only shows itself in flashes. Allison sees her red shirt again, then it vanishes. She rushes down the last few steps. Knows it's hopeless, but she has to see if it's Chris. She still can't fully picture him. His face is hidden by pain and hurt. All Allison remembers is his red shirt, how it draped down as he held down her wrists. It's the sixth night Allison's come here, and the 12th since it happened. She hasn't told anyone. The secret's both buried in her and burying her. It took days for Allison just to step outside. The sunlight a surprise. So was her anger, the rage that pushed through her. Not that she likes holding the gun she finally bought, or should. Allison knows now that nothing powerful can be completely good. But she can't stop going back to this club and searching for Chris. Allison weaves into the crowd, lets the bodies push her through, their souls driven by that alchemist rhythm, their minds lost in the dancing and drugs and darkness and drums. A woman's long hair, wet with sweat, brushes her shoulder. Allison stumbles past her, past the smells of alcohol, pot, cologne, men. She finally reaches the other end, sees people crowding a bar, pressed tight together. The red shirt is right in front of her. It's not who she's looking for. It's a woman she doesn't know, has never seen. It's suddenly hard to breathe. Tears come to Allison's eyes, and they're blinding. She won't find him. Chris won't keep coming back here the way she does. Chris won't keep coming back here the way she has, the way she always will. Allison hates that it's inescapable, that what he did and who she became are binding. She walks away from the bar, disoriented, dizzy, stops in a small hall and rubs her eyes, and she wonders where Chris could be. Allison looks up and sees a couple across from her, half hidden against the wall, the girl's arms wrapped around his waist, his hand running up her side. The girl's eyes are closed and her mouth is open, like a long sweet sigh, as he kisses her neck and her chest. Allison's hand is shaking. The man steps back, whispers in the girl's ear. She nods, but Allison thinks something is off. The man starts to lead her away and Allison reaches for the girl, touches her shoulder, asks if she's okay. The girl turns to her, angry, and shoves Allison hard. They leave and laugh as Allison falls back. She's breathing fast, wonders why she was so afraid. This fear seems like it'll never end. Allison pushes off the wall to leave, knows she's destined to come back again. And that's when she sees Chris walking in. There's no mistake. Allison remembers him now. Narrow eyes, shaved head, stocky build, thin face. Chris sees her. She can tell by the expression he makes, the way his confidence breaks. He turns and runs, and she gives chase. People jump away, shout. Allison hadn't realized her gun is already out. Barely anyone's outside, just a few drunks staggering through the night. Allison follows Chris to the side of the building, the same alley where he attacked her. She shouts and he stops running. Chris turns, hands high. He tells her, "It's not my fault. It was because of my race, my sex, porn, stress. It was alcohol, drugs. It was hate, love. It was the loose outfit you wore, the way you dressed like a whore. It was the absence of God. It's just the way men are made. It's how we were wired." Chris stops talking, covers his face. Allison aims her gun, but someone's shouting behind her. She looks quick, sees a cop. Turns back toward Chris. He's still standing there, but his hands are now down, and the cop is telling Allison to get on the ground. She nods, frees, and fires around. Her bullet shatters Chris's knee. And then Allison lowers her gun and waits for the cop's bullets to come. Waits as Chris rolls on the ground, crying and clutching his knee. Allison waits until, one way or the other, she finally leaves.